Did your father, what did your father do?
Tailor.
The tailor?
Yeah, making suits, dresses, everything. Out the town, yes. In the town, I mean, not out the town.
In the town?
Sure.
What? Did your father own any land? Or anything?
Oh, yes, we have land, sure. We have farming, sheep, and goats, horses, and cattle.
Your father had all that?
Well, our family, sure.
Where did you have
We have seven dogs. Well.
But he was also a tailor.
He
was also a tailor.
Absolutely. Tailor in the town, yes.
He was a tailor in the town.
Yeah, but he was in, he could go and look up, see the sheep, but we had, my grandfather was really look after, and we are, I was there time before, and we have always somebody, you pay and you look after, see? That's the way it was going, see?
One moment. Did you have a house in Adartikon? And a house
We have
outside?
A house in the Adartikon, and we have what they call like a cottage, and where the sheep's and
yeah, oh yeah. Madrid.
Barn,
Madrid. What did you call it? What do you call it?
You mean the...
Oh, you had barns and that.
With the sheeps?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Caliba, I know.
It doesn't. Don't worry about that. Forget about that.
Yeah.
That it's on. Don't worry about
that.
But did your father work by himself, or did he employ people?
At time, he was like a teacher. Odd guy, you want to learn the trade, and you don't have to pay him. He was willing, free teaching.
And an apprentice, he would take apprentices.
He was doing, parts, small things, how they start, make the gettys, things like that. Small, then gradually, soon you learn them, then he goes on his own. But, they never win anybody against my father, because he was the key man, they're all... mostly they was going for pantalonia, pants and... like a city outfit, ours was a village tailoring.
Right.
Yes.
That's interesting.
So he supported us on that. The family.
Could he not support you on the land and the cows and the sheep?
Oh,
and the
yes.
Goats?
Well, what to make of that? But sometimes was enough, not enough, naturally go and buy things from the city, Florina.
He would go.
Yeah. Yeah.
He would use money, but not exchange.
No.
He would use money.
Sure.
Had he ever come to North America?
Father got to support the family.
Had he ever come to North America? Your father?
My father, he did come here 6 months and he went back.
When? 6 months?
That's all he stayed here in Toronto.
To Toronto he came?
Yes. He stayed 6 months and he didn't know nothing about digging sewers, So finally he says, I don't want to be buried alive. He says, 20 feet on top of me, the land. I says, if you ever fell down, he says, we'll be buried alive. So he left.
When exactly? You remember when he came?
Well, the question, I was very small. I don't remember exactly the date. But I know 6 months he stayed here, and he sold his watch to make it up the fare to come home.
He sold his watch?
Yeah, because he didn't have enough money.
Why did he
Once he go home, he's go right rush on the tailoring business. He says he's okay. He pays off and he's just happy.
Mm-hmm. Why did he come? Why did he
New? They don't call Canada that time. They call it America, new country. And he says money. He says you can pick on the garbages. So they come. They figured, fine, we'll go and see that country. So they did, but there wasn't the things the way that they was told. So finally he said, this is no country for me. He said, I better go home and get busy at my own trade. So they did.
He couldn't work as a tailor here, eh?
Not that kind of tailoring. Doesn't work here, see. That's a type of mountain villages, different wool clothing. It's not cotton and different.
Yeah,
he was a tailor as a I told you, Gunnar's.
What is that?
I want to show you the close up of my.
He's seen the meeting. I've seen some pictures. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Thank you. Anyway, I might see something later. Tell me. You said that then Canada was not called Canada, it was all America.
They called on America our people over there. They didn't know Canada.
In that article, they call America.
All America.
That's
all America. That time was all America. To us, they say America. But we didn't went to America. We come to Canada.
Yeah, but for you then, you thought you were going to America. What did you think of America? It was big, it was a city. What did you know?
Well, I would just...
like when you left...
No, we didn't know. We just said that they tell us it's a new country. But we didn't know how big was it. America.
Who told you?
The old people, and the people come in, you know, and going, and they tell us like we're here things, you know, like in dream. I mean, we didn't know, because it says new country. We didn't know such a thing. How big was it, what the population here?